Stop it! Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend? Why? Just a regular boyfriend who doesn't go nuts on me.
And now you feeling that in your relationship, maybe your partner, and it may not be a boyfriend, it may be your husband or wife or a girlfriend, is going nuts on you and you just don't like their anger, you don't like their irrationality, and you don't know how to deal with it except for countering it with anger. Don't do this, don't do this. And you're pleading with the person. Now, this isn't how you felt when you first met one another. How do you resolve or even identify what's going on in your relationship so you can deal with it? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can call me with any relationship problem or any problems in your life. It could be problems with yourself, problems with your aging parents, or maybe you are the aging parents, problems with your kids. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can also go to my website, drkenner.com, for books I recommend, listen to a podcast, and read some articles that I've written too. And right now I want to welcome Alex to the show. Alex, you're having some questions about your daughter?
No, about my friend. But hi, doctor, how are you?
Oh, very good.
So my friend is going through a phase of anorexia, and
she's been diagnosed with that?
No, she is not diagnosed.
Okay.
That was the point that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
She openly discussed it with me, and as I know, it was only me that she discussed it with.
Oh, that's a burden on you, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily, because
okay.
I'm that kind of person. I can get the information and keep it to myself, but I wanted to know if there's any way that I can help her get back to the state that she was in previously.
How long ago?
From what I know, it's been about a little bit over a year, because that's when she quit a sport that she was playing.
What was what was she playing?
She was playing soccer.
Okay.
And after that change, she gained a little bit of weight, and I guess panicked is what she said, and started up this. And she found this as her way of dealing with the problem of gaining weight.
Okay, and why is she reaching out to you? If she feels like it's a solution to the problem, what's making her feel it may not quite be the solution that she thought it was?
I don't necessarily know. I don't think she's finding it as a problem, but she is hurting herself in a way that the others see happening, but no one really says anything about it.
So people are too afraid, or they don't know how to speak up or address it, like family members or other friends?
Yeah, they don't necessarily know how to, and she is a master at avoiding questions like that. So
okay, so it may not be, they may have tried to fish a little bit and she just didn't take the hook. Okay.
No.
So what you're wanting to do, what? To reach out to her to help raise her awareness that, hey, babe, take this seriously. This isn't something that you're playing with. You're playing with your life. Because anorexia is when you are basically starving yourself. It is not a diet. It is not healthy. It's when you have an unrealistic image of yourself that you're fat and intensely fearful of becoming fat or gaining any weight. And because of that, you become inordinately controlling of yourself. You will not let yourself digest the food. I don't know if she's binging or purging or any of that, or if she's using laxatives or enemas, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. No.
So none of this. Okay. So she's just, can you give me an idea of how much she weighs and how tall she is?
She is not very tall. I'd say about 5'1".
And she weighs how much?
She's not super skinny. I wouldn't say that. If you say anorexia and someone pictures a very,
a skeleton
person.
With a little skin.
she's not like that. Not
okay.
At all.
So it's early on. I mean, it's not an advanced case. And she hasn't, and I want to also just acknowledge that she hasn't been diagnosed with this. This is you and I talking about it, and she may not have anorexia, but you're seeing some behavioral patterns. So she weighs less than 100? Would that be the case? Would you guess?
I would guess that, yes.
Okay. So she might be just on the borderline, very low weight, but what is she doing with her eating? Are you seeing her spitting stuff out and throwing it away? Are you seeing her...
I discussed it with her, and she told me that what she does is she skips breakfast and lunch and does have dinner.
Okay.
But she eats very little snacks throughout the day. But she is in a constant mood of hunger because as I talk to her, she always says, "Wow, I'm hungry." And, you know, a part of me just says, "Well, just..."
Duh.
But,
right.
But I, of course, understand that she cannot do that because
Go ahead. Why can't she just eat?
She and I... the first time we discussed it, she actually decided that she was going to change. And she tried it for a day and went back to her regular schedule.
Yeah, it's hard.
She just felt so full, and that fullness made her feel fat.
Okay, so it made her feel fat. Does she have weight issues in her family, people who are overweight?
No, not at all.
Okay, does she have anybody controlling in her life? Mother, father, sibling...
I would say that her mom is a little more controlling, so she is a little rebellious against that. But,
okay, is her mother saying, "Mange, mange, eat, eat"?
No, I don't think her family is noticing very much because she's gone to school most of the day.
Okay.
So they don't see.
Is she a friend or a girlfriend?
She's a friend.
She's a friend.
She's a very dear friend.
Okay, and she's how old?
She is in high school.
High school. Beginning high school?
No, middle.
Middle, okay. It's wonderful that you're reaching out. One of the pieces that she... Whenever I hear anorexia, my mind immediately goes to control. People, when I've spoken with people who have struggled with anorexia, they've told me, you know, the only thing I could control in my life was food. And it drove the family crazy. It drove everybody crazy because why? You can't force feed somebody unless you hospitalize them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that they're pretty clueless, her family members. You're certain of that or you're just guessing?
I'm guessing, and it's from what she says because she's kept them thinking that she's completely fine.
Okay, well, they may be seeing it. Maybe they're afraid to speak up, or maybe they do speak up and she's not sharing that. But
yeah.
I don't know how reliable a reporter she is. But meanwhile, what as a friend, let's get to what you can do as a friend, Alex.
Yeah.
As a friend, you can ask her what, well, first you can let her talk. Be a good listener because a whole story may come out. If she gets into tears about why she quit soccer and she misses it or she hated it and wished she never had taken it and now feels totally lost because she lost her sense of identity, let her talk. Let her talk about her family. If I'm saying this as a friend. If it becomes too burdensome, then recommend that she talk with a professional because it's outside your bounds.
Of course.
And then you can encourage her to get some nutritional facts that if she is taking care of her body and she doesn't want to obviously gain too much weight, if she could give herself the information by getting some nutritional facts, that would be great. You can only reach out to her. You can let her know that you are worried and don't let her play games with you, though. Guide her to take action like you're taking her hand and helping her take action rather than trying to force her. Work with her mind as much as you can. And again, if she could get a cognitive therapist, she could go to the academyofct.org. That might help. I think that would be great. Listen, we're right at the end of time. I think you're wonderfully caring, and I wish you the best with your friend.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
When looking for your soulmate, you want a partner you are attracted to, both physically and mentally. You will spend most of your time with this person. Why would you want to be with someone whose appearance displeases you? Does this mean you can never let your hair down and have a casual day? Of course not. But if you don't value yourself enough to care how you look, you're not making yourself fully lovable, and you are announcing your lack of self-value in a revealing public manner.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.